is back on the air with us. First, it's television star from Hayworth, Illinois. Now we get to also say movie star.
Oh, so cool.
Congratulations, Britt, on all your success. We wanted to chat you up about Sisters because you're in the new movie with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
So cool.
Well, I am. Well, thank you so much for having me, first of all. And I'm super excited to be a part of this very hilarious film that just came out in theaters.
I know some other people were seeing a movie with a Wookiee, but after you've seen the movie with the Wookiee, you need to come back to the movie theater and see Sisters. Now, Britt, what is your role in that film?
So I play one half of the young couple who's buying Tina Fey and Amy Poehler's childhood home. My husband is played by Santino Fontana, who's a terrific Broadway actor who you might know as the voice of Hans, the bad prince in the movie Frozen.
No way!
Ooh, that's exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and our characters' names are Mr. and Mrs. Geert. So we obviously have unfortunate and horrible names, and we also have horrible taste in decor, and we're not the family that the two sisters hope would take over their beloved home.
In the film, do we get to see a lot of you, or is it a small role?
You know, you'll get to see me in a couple of scenes. There are two scenes, maybe two and a half.
Did you get to go to the premiere?
I did get to go to the premiere.
Awesome. How was it?
It was so fun. The premiere was at the historic Ziegfeld Theater in New York City on 54th Street, and it's this beautiful single-screen movie theater that was built in, like, 1969, and it's the last of its kind in Manhattan. So it was a real treat to get to see the movie there.
So was that your first time walking a red carpet going, yes, I'm in this film. I am now a movie star.
Yeah, kind of for one of these events, yeah. We do some of that stuff for Man Seeking Woman, but this was definitely the most amount of photographers I had flashing photographs in my face.
I am now eligible for an Oscar. I just want you all to know that. Sorry, I've been watching too much Jane the Virgin right now, so I'm all about the Rogelio. Now, how was it working with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler? Do your characters interact enough that you really got to kind of hang with those two?
I did. Actually, both of my scenes in the film are with Tina and Amy, and both of them have been my heroes for as long as I can remember, so working with them was a real treat. They're, as you can expect, Tina and Amy are incredibly gracious and lovely and hilarious.
I can only imagine that I would have a hard time staying in character with those two.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'd be biting my cheek the whole time going, you just make me laugh by existing.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to keep a straight face, for sure.
Are there any, like, future film or TV plans for Britt next?
Well, right now you can see season one of Man Seeking Woman on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And season two is going to air January 6th. So if you want to get all queued up for that debuts, you can jump on Hulu right now.
Great, great show. It says on Internet Movie Database, because you have a page and I can read that now. So cool to say, I know somebody that has their own page. Anyway, it says there's also another film that you just finished?
Yeah, I just shot a film called Domain. It's like a sci-fi thriller, and it takes place in the near future in like a post-apocalyptic world. Very intense.
Are you getting any weird, like, social media things and having people, like, see you on the street and going, oh my gosh, that's Britt Lauer?
You know, I must say, I think that my mom is the more famous one in the family, honestly.
The zoo lady, you know, rules.
I'll tell people, oh, I'm on a show called Man Seeking Woman. They're like, oh, I haven't seen it yet. And I'm like, well, do you know the zoo lady? Yeah. And I'm like, that's my mom. And they get super stoked about it.
Mickey Lauer is an incredible artist. And I know she also taught you a great valuable skill before your star started to really shoot up in the sky. You were doing face painting in New York.
Absolutely.
And I've seen your work on BrittLauer.com, which I recommend everybody go to and learn all things Britt. But we just wanted to say how excited we were that you were in a movie that totally got overshadowed by Star Wars this week.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Doesn't mean it's not one of the funniest movies of the year.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Yeah, hashtag go see both. That's the hashtag that's going around. Go see both.
I like that. Britt Lauer, happy holidays. Thanks for checking in with us so we can say, hey, we knew you when. Now we
Thanks
know
so
you
much.
Now, superstar.
A lot of love to Central Illinois.